Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are. I'm Kate, and
this is Mark,
and you are listening to This Week with Kate, all about TV shows and other things that we may come up with, and hopefully we will make you laugh and talk about all things that happened this past week. I thought you might be having some problems,
You want to start off with this?
I don't know. It's kind of like I was hearing some groans this week.
It wasn't good. I don't know if it's been the week or 2 weeks, but it's been pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't been telling me anything, although maybe I don't want to know.
Well, it's just bathroom problems.
Oh.
I think it might be related to the fact that I bought these little creamer things for the coffee.
Remember, I bought those? I thought I was going to think you said something else, but go ahead.
Remember I bought the little creamers, the little cups, you know, the liquid cups.
No.
You don't keep them refrigerated or anything. It's just, you know, like when you go to diners or go to a restaurant, something.
Those little white things?
Yeah, little cups. Yeah. And you peel back the top and pour it in.
I don't use those.
Instead of like a powder.
Oh, you bought that?
Yes. I bought little flavored ones. Like one was Mounds Almond Joy. Another one was...
Okay, wait a second.
Okay.
You don't put them in the refrigerator.
No, they're not refrigerated. They're not...
What is in them? That doesn't make sense to me at all.
Very bad stuff, I think.
Oh, you know, you have to just be eating natural stuff, not things that don't have to be refrigerated.
That's a good idea.
It doesn't matter that...
I'll go back to that.
What?
They have this... I like... It's whole cream, basically, in a spray can.
As you're saying.
It's good.
In a spray can?
It's whipped cream. It's whipped cream.
How much calories is that thing?
No, not a lot. But the thing is, there's no sugar in it.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, heavy cream.
That sounds real good
I didn't have the poopo problem.
Yes, you're talking about that, and you're talking about heavy cream.
I didn't have.
Can you imagine how much worse it's going to get with heavy cream?
No, I didn't. I didn't have a pooper problem with the heavy cream. But what happened was,
are you going too much or not enough?
I'm going too much.
Okay.
Oh my God, like every couple hours.
Uh-huh.
It's really bad. I mean,
but at least it's coming out.
Oh, it was loose.
Are you having pain?
No.
We don't have to know too graphic.
No pain.
Oh, good.
Well, I shouldn't say that. If it took too long, you know, like...
I don't know.
If I couldn't get to a bathroom...
TMI.
If I couldn't get to a bathroom, it started to have that painy feel.
Oh.
But it was more of a pain because I'm trying not to let it out.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it's like diarrhea.
Okay.
But it was just really bad. And
isn't there a song for that?
Diarrhea?
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that. But anyhow, it was just... I don't know what caused it, but it was like... literally every couple hours.
For two weeks.
Yeah.
And yet you continue to do the same
thing. I was trying to figure out what it is.
Oh.
You know, I had no idea. But it was
Have you been using Pepto or something like that to stop it?
No. It wasn't like just constant. Oh. Like, it was just like, well, it was constant.
Oh my God.
It was constant, but it was just pretty bad. It was just pretty bad. I mean, I even had somebody the other day. I went in and I sit down.
Oh, no. Oh,
and they come to the door and knock on the door.
What?
As soon as they knock on the door.
Oh, because they wanted to get in?
Yeah. As soon as they knocked on the door, it came out of my butt.
Oh.
And it made a loud noise.
Oh,
and I heard them laughing.
Oh, no. How embarrassing.
But they didn't know who it was, but I just, oh.
And then you have to wait 20 minutes to make sure they're gone.
No, it took me 20 minutes just to get done.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
But it was really, it's not good. So, but it seemed better this morning.
Mm.
I was like, I went. And it wasn't just.
But how long had it been since you had the creamer thing?
A day or so, just a day.
So that's probably it.
That's probably it.
Okay. So you're going to throw those out.
Well, I'm going to try it again.
No, what?
I like them. I was thinking maybe it's going to cleanse my colon or something.
Oh, no.
It didn't feel like a natural good thing, though.
Throw them out.
But they cost money.
Oh, my God.
All right. So that, that was my pooper problem.
Okay. So.
Why did we get onto that?
I don't know.
Isn't this a TV podcast?
It was your problem. So you know what happened to me?
What?
Yes, yes. We're going getting to TV soon.
So I guess that ties into like Grey's Anatomy because it's a medical thing.
That's true.
Or Monday mornings because that's a medical thing.
But I had this crazy thing happen to me.
Okay. What did happen to you?
I had a run-in with a dog.
Oh, I remember that.
I don't like dogs. But this was
you
a nice
like
dog.
Dogs.
No, this was
you like some dogs. Okay. You like chihuahuas.
I'm going down this street, which
and
is
you like mutts.
I'm going down this street in our neighborhood, and it was nobody was coming, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, not a street that a lot of cars come up and down. And there was a dog standing in the middle of the street.
That is so odd.
It was a white dog. No one was around.
How tall was it? Maybe a foot?
I don't know. No, bigger
Less?
Than that.
Less? Bigger than that?
I think so.
Oh.
I think.
That's a foot.
But nobody on the podcast can see what you're doing.
A foot. I'm holding my hands apart.
Foot?
That's a
yeah.
foot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No bigger than that.
Nope. Okay.
All right. So.
Was it furry?
It was furry. It was white.
Like
and
a
it had a lot more fur. No, it wasn't a poodle.
But like a poodle where it was curly hair?
Kind of. But it was kind of like straight hair around its body, but more furry kind of around its head. It was very cute. Anyhow, so it's standing in the middle of things. So I'm coming down the road, ding, 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 ding. And it, you know, is a 25-mile road. I was probably going at least 35. But I see the thing standing in the middle of the road. And I'm like, all right, it's going to go left or right to get back to the side of the road, like the chicken.
Okay.
But does it do that? No, it just keeps standing in the road. So I'm talking to this dog through my windshield with the both windows up. And it was a sunny day. And of course, the dog couldn't hear me, but I'm talking to the dog like, okay, mister, get to the side of the road. And it just kept standing there. So what do? I was more toward the right side of the road.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the dog was like in the middle.
Right.
And I kept thinking somebody else is going to come and mow this dog down. No people around. So I kept thinking somebody's going to come out to get their dog now. So what would you have done?
Run it over.
So I opened my door to get out to try to get the dog to the side of the road. This dog comes right in the car.
What do you mean it came into the car?
It comes right into the car.
How does it come into the car?
It pops up into my car.
It jumped up?
It jumped up into my car like where your legs are. Like where, you know, where the brakes are and everything.
Did it stay by your feet?
It kept wanted to hop up onto my...
onto your leg or
onto
lap?
Onto my lap.
Okay.
And it would put its head up there. Very friendly. Wasn't like a bitey kind of dog.
Wasn't licking anything.
No. No. It was just kind of like, and I started petting the dog. And was like, oh, hi, fella.
Yeah, you really sound like you hate dogs.
No, but this dog was overly friendly. I'm telling you, I don't like dogs.
But you like this dog.
It was a cutie pie.
So we should go over to the neighbor and say,
could we have your dog?
Could we have your dog, yeah.
So I was like, all right, he wanted to try to get into the right side where the passenger seat would be. And of course, I wasn't going to let him there. So
why not?
Because I wanted him out of my car.
Oh.
It just was so crazy that the dog popped in there. So I got him. I pushed him out of the car. Right. So then I shut the door, but then I couldn't see where the dog went.
Okay. So you didn't know if it went underneath.
I thought I can't move because he might be under my car.
Okay.
So then I had to open the door again. But so I opened the door, got out and shut the door right away. So the dog wouldn't go back in. So then I'm standing there. And then, of course, the dog comes to me and starts like hopping around me in a circle. Okay. He was trying to play.
Why didn't you give him like a doggy bone or something?
So I'm sitting there. So I'm talking to the dog saying, where is your home?
And I kept thinking
somebody, some neighbor would come out. No one's around.
What did the dog say? Roof?
Nothing. He didn't bark at me. Just was so friendly. And so I kept saying,
I'm surprised you didn't just drive home with him in the car.
I kept saying, I should have. I kept saying, go to the side of the road. go to your home, nothing. So I just picked a side and I was like, okay. And he followed me to the side of the road, right? So then I went back to my car and what happened?
He followed you back.
He followed me. So finally I was like, well, I got to get home. So I saw that he had a thing around his collar, you know, one of those little taggies.
Okay.
And so he kept moving around and stuff, hopping around, but I got the tag and it was right in front of the house where I was.
That's good.
Yeah. So I went up and I kept knocking on the door because I saw people in there. They didn't have any. It was like one of those glass doors.
Right.
And so I kept knocking and knocking. Finally, this kid answers the door and the dog ran in and I'm like, that's your dog? He said, yes. So I just said, well, you know, he was in the middle of the road and I didn't know what to do. So he was just like, okay. Nothing. Like, well, why was he out there? Nothing.
How old was the kid roughly?
12.
That's kind of a boy. Typical. That's kind of typical.
I guess. Not even thank you for bringing him home.
It's probably a regular occurrence.
Why is this strange lady at my door? Nothing. So I just walked back to my car and that was the end. So
are we buying a dog this week?
We are not. We have two cats, from an adoption which maybe place? The listeners of this podcast know that we do have two cats, which is Tweety and Sylvester, and I don't think they would like a dog.
Why not? I know a lot of people that
you
have cats.
You actually wanted
dogs.
To buy a third cat this past week.
Yes, I did want to buy a third cat.
Last weekend you did.
Yep.
And I stopped you.
Yep.
Because.
I don't know why.
Well, I think Tweety and Sylvester would have a hard time with it.
I think Tweety would be all right. I think Sylvester would probably go nuts.
Yeah.
Sylvester goes nuts. I mean, like, he comes into this room that I'm in, and he sticks his head into the door, because the door is cracked open a little bit.
Right.
He'll stick his head in, like, looking around for Tweety, just scared to death that Tweety is going to be ready to jump on him.
Yes, and Tweety's a little tiny one, and Sylvester's a big male cat.
Yeah, Sylvester's a good 3 to 4 times the size of Tweety.
Yeah.
And he'll stick his head in. He'll look to the left, he'll look to the right. He'll take one step, one paw in. Then again, he'll look to the left, look to the right. And if somebody should dare make a noise, he jumps.
He's very crazy.
He'll literally, all 4 feet things off the ground, he jumps and he comes into the room. And then he's okay.
Very, very nuts.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that we should get back to our original quest for this
TV
show.
What happened this week?
Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. Last week.
Yes.
When we had Monica on.
Yes.
And
well, we actually had a Grey's Anatomy podcast by itself.
Yes.
Those of you who might listen to both. And we are now incorporating the Grey's Anatomy feed into this one. And we're talking about all the TV shows together.
Here in this one show.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
So if you're joining us from Grey's Anatomy, thank you for finding us. And we are now talking. And as Mark said, Monica had joined us last week.
And I watched it and I liked it and I gave it an 8.
Right.
And I think you...
I gave it a 4, yeah. Which I originally gave it a 3.
So did Monica.
Monica gave it a 4 also.
And I was so disappointed.
Now, she couldn't join us this week, so we are, I don't know what she would have said. Oh, yes, I remember. She did email me and said that she did like it much better this week, and I, too, liked it better this week, and I, drumroll, would give it a 7 or 8 for this week's episode that was on Thursday,
and
which was March, no,
something.
Or did it come,
April.
Did it turn to April?
Yeah, it turned to
this
April.
Week yep. Of... 2013.
Today's the 6th.
It was the first week in April.
Yeah.
The first Thursday in April's episode.
I think it was like the 4th or something like that.
And it was much better. And one of the things which I keep talking about is relationships. And they did have a somewhat of a scene between Meredith and Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Meredith possibly getting Alzheimer's, which she's been afraid of. That she was told that she does have the gene, that she might get it, but it's just, that doesn't mean that she will get it, but now she wants to redo her will because her sister, which I can't believe that she would have had her sister getting her kids in her will. Because in the beginning,
it's family.
Yeah, but in the beginning, she didn't really like her sister. Yeah,
well, she changed it at some point. That's all.
I guess. But anyhow, so she was going to have Christina be the guardian of her kids if she ever had a problem. But Christina really didn't want it.
That was a funny scene.
But it was just the scene, you know, between them back, you know. Cause
it was normal talking.
It was normal. And it was also showing the relationship back again between them. And Meredith said if she gets to the point where she loses her keys, which of course all of us lose our keys, but it was just funny. And just to say, you know, you'll shoot me or you'll, you know, give me a dose of something.
Morphine.
To kill me. If that happens, will you do that? And she said yes. So it was just this bonding thing.
Right, right, right.
And that's what I like.
Yeah.
And it was there again.
But it was funny when Gray was asking Christina about taking the kids. And she's like, oh, no problem. She goes, you know, I'll just have a slew of nannies.
Right. You know, German nannies.
A German nanny. And she's like, well, that's not really what I had in mind. You know, and she's like, well, you don't want me to have to do it.
To be a mother.
She's like, you're not there all the time. You're working, blah, 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 blah. And so Gray says, so you really don't want to be a mother
right.
to my child. She goes, no. And so
they
now, at least it was honesty.
Right.
And that rolled into the mishonesty with Sexy Kepner.
Yeah.
I say Sexy Kepner because last week you were doing the little sexy people. But anyhow.
Yes.
Kepner looks like she lost her bow.
Yeah.
Because she lied. Not because of the virginity.
Right.
But because she lied about it.
Right. But now she's telling the truth. She's trying to mend her ways.
Well, yeah, but that.
But he feels like he could never trust her again.
What stupid ass.
No.
It's like one, they're dating. It's like one little lie. One.
But see, no, to him,
oh,
to him,
give me a break.
That was the basis of their relationship.
Oh, give me a break. You can get past that.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
all.
Know. He couldn't get past it.
Good. She has to go back with what's his face.
I didn't feel anything between the
Not
two
at
of them.
All. Nothing. Not at all.
No. And he looked 10 years younger than her anyhow.
She needs to be going out with, what's his face?
Jackson.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. And then there's Owen. He's going with that kid. But you know what? I was saying on last week's episode how they weren't going to finish it with the kid because they had a family that had been in an accident, I think an auto accident, and the mother and father were still in, like, the father's in a coma and the mother was having a problem, and then their kid was like walking around the hospital, and Owen was really attracted to him, not attracted physically, but just attracted, like, kind of as a father. And I didn't think they were going to finish it because they never went back to the story, but they came back with it this week.
And you thought the parents would die. It's still possible.
It's still possible.
And that he would adopt
the father,
them or want
yeah.
them.
But they still, like, it's been a whole day or whatever, and they're trying to get a relative of this kid to come so they don't have to put him in a temporary foster home. But, you know, the woman, I don't know if it's his grandmother or something, it's just taking her good old time getting there.
I don't understand why they couldn't ask the mother who was awake at this point.
Yeah.
Like, do you have anybody that
No, they have somebody that's coming.
Oh,
that's what I just
but not
said.
Yet.
But yeah, they're just taking their time getting
oh,
there.
Oh, okay.
So they probably don't live near Seattle at all.
I thought everybody lived in Seattle.
Yeah. Well, okay. Not this woman. So so this kid's just still hanging around. So, but Christina sees the kid with Owen through a glass, you know, because he's in a room with Owen, and sees that Owen is looking at him like fatherly.
Yeah, he was kind of laying on the medical bed.
Yeah.
You know, kind of on his side, talking
right.
to the kid nicely.
Like a father.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so Christina sees this and I guess realizes that.
So what's Christina going to do? We didn't.
That's what he wants.
She knew that.
Yeah, but I think really seeing it brought it home.
Yeah, but that's not going to make her change her mind.
No, no.
She wouldn't do it for Meredith.
Yeah.
You know, she wouldn't say, I'll be your kid's godparent.
It's very different with somebody else. even a friend, than your own.
But she doesn't have one yet.
I know. So yeah. I don't know. But anyhow, so that happened. But so that was all good. It was all points that we brought up last week of crappiness.
Yes.
That this week they remedied. And I'm sure they didn't hear my podcast, but it kind of was like they heard my podcast, because they're remedying all these weeks of things that we said were not good about their show, and they are getting better.
Yep, and the Bailey thing, that was good too.
Yeah.
You know, thinking that somebody died.
Very good story.
You know, they thought it was the other doctor, the intern.
Right, because three people so far have gotten the problem, and one woman died, and the problem, they don't know exactly what it is, but it seems like they've gotten very bad infections.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And Bailey was the only one that had been on all three as far as a doctor type of thing.
But it
could have been a nurse they didn't look at.
Absolutely.
I'm sure a nurse could have been the same nurse. Might not have been her.
I have a feeling they looked at that already, and the only consistent thing
maybe
was her. But
they still could have found it. Yeah. All I know is it's a very good storyline, and I don't know why. Why is it such a good storyline and so compelling? All the doctors were standing around or sitting in a room. And I kind of felt like they weren't turning on her, but it was kind of like almost that they were turning on her.
Yes.
Like the one with all the kids on the island. I can't remember the name
Lost?
Of that story.
Oh, no. Okay.
There's a very, very famous book where all the kids are on an island and they all get together and, you know, one becomes a leader and they end up turning on each other. It's a very, very famous story, but it just felt like that. It felt like here they're all friends. They're all
colleagues,
and they've just been through this whole thing where they got together and they managed to buy the hospital together. They did all this stuff, and I just felt like they turned around and now they've turned on her because she was this consistent one and she just looked so afraid.
Yes.
And it was
afraid is a good description.
And it was such a crazy thing that they managed in one episode to accomplish
drawing you in that way.
They did. They drew you in, and it was joke. It was just great.
They did a good job. So
they did a great job. How they did
only an eight?
I don't know.
I give it an eight.
You know, the only reason I wouldn't give it higher is because of this past episodes from this past season so far.
Okay.
That is really, and I'm prejudiced against this episode because of the prior episodes.
Okay.
And that is why, other than that, I would be leaning toward a nine.
But I think the only thing that was missing was a real dynamic, crazy surgery situation.
Right.
You know, like the something coming into the hospital.
But what Monica said last week was how it would that one last week was too packed, and that you couldn't even get your head around all the situations that were in it because it was too much and it was too packed. And so it was too much. And so if you would have had that kind of situation also in this, with everything else that happened,
you're probably right.
It would have been too much.
Well, they could have made it 2 hours. Yeah, I think you're right.
You know?
Yep. I agree.
And then Bailey, how she was like really almost friends with the husband of the woman that died, you know, one of the three people that had this situation with the infection. And that's the woman that died because it was his wife.
Well, Bailey did the original surgery.
Right. And they all came in and their wound was so infected,
right?
So horrible. You were just like gasping.
And the husband was like I waited a day, one day. Just
and so
one.
He's never going to forgive himself.
She's dead now.
Yeah, because a doctor said if it's red and raw and itching, or I don't know what they said, then you come in. And he waited a day because the woman probably said, you know, oh, it's all right.
Right.
That's what you typically would say.
Absolutely.
But this thing looked horrible. I mean, you could see.
It was oozing and
yeah.
liquidy. And it's like she was melting.
Yeah. Something like you would probably have coming out your ass situation.
You really want to go there?
No. I don't, but I'm just saying.
I can describe what it looked like.
It kind of, no.
Because I looked very closely
no,
at it.
No, no. I don't want to hear it. I'm just saying the way you were describing this wound made me think of what you were saying before. But let's
ass?
Go away okay. from that.
All right.
All right. So is there any other thing that you want to bring to this discussion of Grey's Anatomy before we go on to our next television show for this week?
I felt bad for the black intern, you know, when he was talking to McDreamy.
I don't know who you mean. McDreamy. Oh,
I felt bad for him when, you know, he was basically saying, you know, this isn't your specialty.
Right.
You're trying really hard. You're doing a really good job.
Yes.
But this is not.
That was so.
It was sad.
Yeah. And the woman that looks.
And it was good. It was great.
Yeah.
Because it was
the woman
like.
That looks like the boy singer.
The mousy.
Yeah. She. Is so annoying. And
it's
she
not
was
annoying.
Chewing
she's
gum.
Just,
and
she's just socially
inept or backwards.
No, more immature.
Yes, immature. Exactly.
You know, and, you know, here it didn't matter.
Right.
You know, because to McDreamy, he saw in her a natural ability and spark towards brain surgery. I didn't see it yet myself.
The guy come back, the first guy come back, but he's just saying to him, don't waste your time. Find another path.
Find where you shine.
Right.
Find your.
But he likes this.
You know, and.
You know what I would do at that point when that's the neurosurgeon or whatever that teaches, you need to go and find another hospital. And I don't know how easy that is. It's probably not easy to first switch. But I'm saying to you, just like Christina, she went like crazy because she wasn't being taught at various points in her career.
I don't know. You can look at it different ways.
Because she wanted to be a heart surgeon and to keep going, and she couldn't find somebody. So I'm just saying.
I don't think she would be happy.
I would go to another hospital and say, I need to be taught neurosurgery. Can you do this?
I don't think Christina would be happy just doing heart surgery, for example, and being the best at it.
That's what she is doing.
She likes doing all sorts of crap.
She's a heart person, and that's all she's been doing.
Is it?
Yes. What have you been watching?
I don't know. I don't know what show I've been watching.
Oh, my gosh.
But you got McDreamy, who's really good at brain surgery, and, you know, he's telling this guy that it's not yours. So, I mean, do you fight that? Or do you say, this guy knows what he's talking about? And maybe, because, you know, maybe.
I have to think it's what's in your heart and what's in your gut.
But
and if you say to yourself, I don't care what he's saying. Look at all these actors, just say, for example, that were told in acting classes or were told by a director or something. I mean, that comes on all the time on television. They said, I mean, it's a famous actor now. Let's say, for example, Brad Pitt or something, somebody like that, that was told, you know, you are no good. You'll never make it in this career. Go find some other career for yourself because I'm telling you, you don't have it. And they go on to become this very famous person. That happens all the time. So I'm just saying, if he really feels in himself that that's what he wants, that's what I would do.
I agree, but...
I mean, if it was me.
But it's very possible that there legitimately could be another medical specialty field.
Yes.
That if he tried, maybe he hasn't tried... some other ones,
right?
That he might fall in love with something else as well.
And that's true. But it depends on you. You're not you, but him. What he feels.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
he didn't
both
look
good.
Too happy.
Oh, he was very upset.
Oh. So this brings me back to a thought that I had just today.
Okay.
You know
did you tell me about it yet?
No. You know how we watch Glee?
Yes.
And it's been pretty crappy.
Yes.
But we still are hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw on TiVo, and I had taped it, and I watched the whole thing today. But I fast forwarded through most of it. The Glee 3D movie. We do not have a 3D television set, but that's how it is. And it doesn't look like anything different than a regular movie. So it's on HBO if you want to see it. Or it could be on Showtime, but I think it was on HBO. So I was watching this thing, and I think it was before, like, you know, when the show was at its height. And it was before they brought in all these other people.
Right.
The new crop of people.
Okay.
And I'm looking at them, and they had, you know, the people that sing the best, mostly singing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people didn't really sing too much. But, you know, it was okay. And, but as I said, I fast forwarded through a lot of it. It wasn't really a movie. It just was them singing and doing their various things.
Okay.
But the thing is, they had all these teenagers and stuff screaming for them. And it probably was false, but it was kind of like a concert movie. That's what it was supposed to be.
Okay.
And it was like, if you go to a concert and all the teenagers stand up and clap and scream, and that's what they were doing. So my point being,
I was waiting,
that was their height. And just like 90210, do you remember way back 90210? They were in high school, I believe, if I can remember correctly, when they first started the show.
Yep.
And then they kept them going to their, you know, they kept going.
Old
I don't know
home.
If anybody was to college, or they just went their various things, that they were relationships, and they kept going with the same people. And I really think between Glee and Grey's Anatomy, they both did the same thing, is what I'm trying to say.
Try to incorporate other people where.
Right.
Right.
And they try to stick with the high school theme, except for the two people that went to New York, but in Glee. And so they tried to stick to their original thing in Glee with high school, but that just brought in new people, okay, and mixed the old and the new to try to keep that, rather than, oh, where did they go next? Let's follow our original group that everybody loves and everybody got to know, and let's bring them next onto their next phase of life. They could have done that instead of sticking with the whole high school thing. I guess because of the fact of that they had, it was about a chorus. And maybe that's why they felt like they had to.
But they didn't have to.
They could have gone to the same college and
Absolutely. Then
done a college chorus.
They could have just kept going back and forth from one person to the other where they happened to be.
Right.
You know, I mean, Brothers and Sisters was on for years.
So with Grey's Anatomy,
they didn't bring in other people.
They had to stick to their hospital. Okay. It wasn't like a high school. So they couldn't say, okay, well, these people graduated from being an intern, which they did. And where do they go next? So now they're a resident. Right. And what happens to them? So they could have kept going with that. So I don't understand why they had to have a new crop of interns.
I mean, they could have, for example, okay.
Yeah.
They could have had Karev go to another hospital.
Right.
Not that you want to, but they could have had Karev go to another hospital. But as part of the story, we could have followed Karev over there a little bit.
Right.
And then maybe different things brought him back.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, so, but instead they're bringing in a whole crew, not just one or two is the problem.
Right.
If they brought in just one or two different new people every year, by the end of the year, you're accustomed to that new person.
Right. I think that
they did it too quick.
They might have been afraid of, but see, their whole concept in the beginning was interns. And that was the show. It was about what happens as you were an intern.
I'll tell you where I think the problem is.
Oh, right.
They wanted a younger audience. They wanted younger people.
Everybody wants young.
Right. They want younger people. And that's why they brought in the interns.
Okay.
Because they're younger.
Right.
That has nothing to do with anything else, I don't think, other than just young blood.
Right.
Young blood.
Yeah, like 18 young, to new blood. Something.
Right. Well, 20-year-olds.
Right.
They wanted to bring in younger people. I don't understand why they didn't bring in, like, real sexy or good looking people.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, bring in somebody good looking to where you go, I don't mind looking at that person.
Right. I know.
That would have helped.
They're not bad, but they're just normal looking people.
Exactly. You would expect to see them as interns in a hospital.
I don't know why. Yeah. Maybe that's why. But that's not who it is on TV.
I think that's the problem. I think they were just trying to bring in keep up with the younger people that they're trying to attract.
But that is what got me, is just the fact that it just struck me when I was watching this movie that they were at their height there, and they had this great group of kids.
And everybody loved them.
Everybody loved them. They formed all these great relationships.
And they let it go.
And then they screwed it up.
Yep.
But
I agree.
You know, they did it in both shows. Okay, so now.
Next show.
We're going to go on. We haven't really talked about Joan and Melissa too much. I think we might have done it a little bit in a past show, but not too much. And so we're not going to go into it too much this time, but it's just a fabulous show.
It's really great.
And Joan is Joan Rivers, and Melissa is Melissa Rivers, her daughter. And it's a reality show, but I'm sure much of it is staged. I love her, and I find her extremely funny, and I think you should try the show. It's only on, I don't know, how many do they do? Maybe 10?
13.
Yeah, 10, 13, a season, and then it waits probably like a year, and then it comes back. But she is like 78 or something now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm hoping that she can keep going, but
Melissa has a huge role in that show.
She does.
She's probably, I think she's got more airtime than Joan.
I can't see it just it has the dynamic between the two of them. So I can't see it just the Melissa show.
No.
You know, it's really the dynamic, and it's Melissa rolling her eyes when Joan acts like a mother.
Right.
You know, and tries to interfere in her life.
And find her a boyfriend.
Find her a boyfriend and that type of thing. And they live in a, you know, extremely nice house.
And now Joan is doing a podcast from her bed.
Oh, my God. We didn't look for that. I don't know if it's a really true podcast. And Joan Rivers also does about who's the best dressed. I happened to be watching it. I just happened to catch it. And I don't know if you've never seen it. I forgot what the name of it is. Something about the best dressed or something. So they have her and I don't know, maybe five other women. And they put a picture of a famous woman up in a gown or some type of thing. And they begin to say how crappy she looks.
Okay.
And I really don't like that.
Right.
Because I can't say it's none of their business, because it's a famous person. They're not taking a person off the street. They're, you know, it's a famous person. And so, you know, you have to expect that type of thing. But Joan Rivers had the most, I mean, it was hysterically funny, but she didn't like anybody's dress at all. And it just was crazy, the comments. I mean, I guess, you know, she scripts everything beforehand, but crazy, horrible comments, horrible, you know? And I don't know if it was Miley Cyrus or somebody, I think, and the audience, I guess they have a live audience clapping and laughing
right
in the background. And so I guess for Miley Cyrus, the audience really likes her and was clapping. And, you know, when Joan Rivers was just putting her down, it was just really horrible. So, and then there's one woman that like seems to like everybody, like she thinks everybody dresses well. And then they have like a gay guy who, I don't know, sometimes he seemed to like the stuff and sometimes he didn't.
He's probably the only good judge of the bunch.
He seemed more like a normal judge of... somehow he's, you know, not a woman and he doesn't dress in this stuff, but he seemed like a normal judge.
Right.
Of whether they really, you know, in my estimation, looked good or not.
That's funny.
But anyhow, so she's doing that on the side and she's doing this show. And so in this show, she decided, like, somebody told her, like, in the story that there you can do podcasts.
And you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, because she wanted to do her own show, but I guess she couldn't get, even though she's doing all these other shows, she couldn't get anybody to give her, like, a talk show. So people were saying, well, why don't you just put a podcast on the internet? And she was going crazy. So she's doing the podcast. It's called what? Joan from Her Bed or something?
Yeah, something like Joan Rivers in the bedroom
with Joan Rivers or something. So in her actual bedroom in the show, they put up a sign above the bed.
It's hysterical.
And she brings guests in, of course, because she knows these famous people.
And they sit on the bed.
And they sit on the bed with her. I think it's a really good idea.
But the funny part is, before they go to sit on the bed, they have to wait in her what they call their green room.
Yes.
And the green room is their laundry room.
Right, with the washer and dryer.
And they put a sheet covering the washer and dryer in the front.
Right.
But it doesn't cover the whole thing, but you know it's a washer and dryer.
So these people are like...
famous.
They're very famous and they expect to be kowtowed to.
And they're sitting there. I think so. They're bringing in like little food or chips or cheese or something. And soda. It's hysterical.
Yeah. And they have to stand in their washer and by the washer and dryer until she's ready. And so, who was it?
What? Oh, and then they go in the closet.
Yeah. But somebody was supposed to be gay.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Well, what's his name? Walked out. The guy with Cato.
Cato Kaelin.
He walked out.
Oh, yeah. Cato Kaelin walked out because he was so affronted that, like, this is such a stupid thing.
Like,
you know?
Like, what else are you doing in your life, Cato?
Oh, yeah. But they said to him, he said, I don't want any questions about OJ.
And they're like, of course, we're going to do that.
We won't ask any questions. That's the first thing that came out of her mouth. Tell me really what happened with OJ. Tell me the real story. And he got up and he walked out. It was great.
That was great.
Somebody that was supposed to be gay, but I don't think that I don't remember who it was, but they don't say that they're gay, was in the closet and they said, and they walked out and she said, oh, so-and-so's coming out of the closet. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah. But everybody's coming out of the closet.
Right.
It's just very...
It's a really physical closet.
They're in the closet and they're walking out to go into her bed. Right. So it's very funny.
I think it's a good show. I don't know if it's actually on.
But it's very emotional. And Melissa...
The actual show. Yeah, Melissa, Joan and Melissa.
Melissa has a therapist she goes to.
Yeah.
And talks about her mother, talks about her life.
Right.
Problems finding a boyfriend, dealing with things.
Like a 7 or 8 year old. He's 13. Yeah.
So, you know, she goes to the therapist and they cry on different things. And it's just a very, very, very good show.
It's a very good show. Yeah.
So that's Joan and Melissa. Check it out.
Yes.
And what else we got?
The last thing that we're going to talk a bit. Yes.
We got the middle.
Right.
Come on.
And so... we are going to do what we are going to have as a new segment on This Week with Kate
is
what is the best show for this week?
Okay, every week.
Every week.
Okay, the best show.
Mm-hmm. And the best show for this week was Scandal. And I know you don't watch it, but I asked you to watch it and you have refused so far.
No, well, I just don't have the time.
You really need to watch it from the beginning, this show.
Oh, God.
I have been saying for the past couple of weeks that to tell the audience to watch Scandal, and I don't know if they have. This is the best show that you are not watching. I am telling you, watch from the beginning. Try to get episodes. I would actually say to, if you can't find them for free, which they are, they have websites.
Pay for it.
Where you can get it for free. I am not going to tell you where, but I am telling you that there are websites that you can get it for free. But if you cannot find it, I would say it is worth paying for in iTunes or Amazon to get these episodes from the beginning. It is every week your jaw drops. I think maybe out of, this is the second season, I think maybe one show, all these shows, maybe one show out of two seasons was just okay. Every week, it gets even crazier and your jaw drops. There is so much stuff going on. There is people sleeping with other people. There is backstabbing, CIA, people killing people that are supposed to be suicides. It involves the president and the president getting votes that like he didn't. They elected the president.
Of the United States?
Of the United States. And he wasn't really supposed to be president because they manipulated. And I don't know if this ever really happens. They manipulated because one of the voting machines in one district, they had electronic dating, voting machines. And it tells you, you have voted and this and that on it. And you would never know, but they took the card out. Okay, there's a little card that has all the data on it, just like goes into your camera.
Right.
And that's what they used. And so they put something on there, a program that somebody wrote, and they manipulated the data and they got their candidate in.
Wow.
Who wouldn't have won the whole election. It was that close of an election.
Wow.
They knew it was that close. So they said, the Republicans, it's a Republican president.
Always the Republicans.
On this thing. On this thing. But he's a nice president.
Okay.
But he didn't know that this whole thing was going on. He did find out. So if you didn't see it already, I am probably telling you too much.
Well, stop.
But I'm telling you, it's jaw-droppingly good.
It was better in the middle?
It was.
Better than Monday mornings?
It's so good. We can't go into every single show every single week. I think that we're going to have to do some shows some weeks. But Scandal was fabulous this week. And I'm giving it our award this week for the number one show of the week.
Okay. Can we talk anything about the middle or Monday mornings?
I think that we should talk about Scandal.
More? You already did.
Well, we haven't talked in depth about it.
I didn't watch it.
It's very difficult.
I know.
But I can tell you about it. All right. Tell me about the middle. Since you're so crazy about the middle, go ahead.
Well, it was just nice. It was a good episode. Okay. It made me feel happy.
And why?
Because Sue's boyfriend. Sue is the daughter.
Okay.
And the guy that she's going out with, which is Axel's brother, Axel's friend.
Okay. Axel is the son. So,
not the son. So Sue and Axel are
brother and sister.
Right. And what was he talking? Oh, the mother was saying something about
Sue Hecht.
No, that's
the daughter's name.
The mother was saying something about, Axel was saying something about who you love or something like that.
Because he was having problems with his girlfriend.
And the boyfriend says, well, I only have eyes for Sue.
Yes.
And it was just very, very sweet.
It was. And that's what you took away from that whole episode?
No. Well, just sweet stuff. Yeah. And I didn't care about Axel and his girlfriend. That stuff kind of
passed you by?
Yeah, I didn't like that stuff.
All right. I liked it.
But I did like the stuff with the tennis, with yes. Sue playing tennis.
What I didn't like.
What didn't you like?
Was the fact, even though they did make it funny.
Yeah.
It was an advertisement for The Bachelor. The whole show was an advertisement for The Bachelor. I mean, the other week, they had the whole show was an advertisement for the Oscars.
Yeah, but I liked it.
It was, they made it funny.
They made it very funny.
But, you know.
It was okay. It was good.
I don't know.
But I think the better takeaway show, but I didn't see Scandal. I really liked Monday mornings with that kid with the writer who was writing on the walls and he wrote on himself.
That was one of the, because Monday mornings is a medical show.
Yeah.
And that was one of the people that they had to supposedly do surgery for, and they decided not to because he was a writer, and he was, they were afraid if they did
well, it was just the Oriental
neurosurgery
doctor.
On yeah, him. He was that just, he might lose his ability to write.
He got, it was just so funny because the Chinese doctor was, I guess he's Chinese, but he was looking at the writing.
Yes.
And he goes, "Write good."
Yes.
Because he talks in these broken words. You know?
I wonder why he does that, because they said he can
he can speak
normally, but he chooses to speak broken English.
I think the character, it's
a good character, but that's looking at it from our end. I don't know if you were Chinese that you would feel like
it's kind of stereotypical, or yeah, like the guy can't speak good enough English.
And I don't understand that, because the guy is so brilliant. I don't know. And it's not like I think he's been in this country for a long time.
But then the blonde doctor, this other woman, when they were trying to convince this kid to have the surgery because he has epilepsy, and she goes, "Why didn't you do your like do dead thing? You know, don't do dead." And it was just, she was like mocking him the way he speaks.
Right.
Because he'll say like, "Do live, don't do dead." And I just thought that was very
right.
Funny.
Whether they could have surgery.
But I've got to watch. I have to start watching Scandal.
Yes.
Or if I don't.
You are missing out. And everybody in this audience is missing out if they don't watch Scandal. Right. I am telling you.
This next week, I'm going to watch Scandal with you.
I cannot recommend it highly enough. If you like that type of thing, you just have to watch it. I mean, it's hard to say. I would give it 2 or 3 episodes before you say whether or not, you know, I think even, you know, after, if you watch one whole episode, you will be drawn in. But
it's that involved?
Yes. It's very involved, and I definitely, I mean, all I can tell you is unless you have somebody to fill you in, even then you're missing out, that you would not be able to watch this thing from the beginning, because there's so much, they make relationships in this thing, and there are so many background stories and so many things that go back and forth and little things that somebody telling you would miss.
Well, if I watch it with you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be willing to, you know, hit pause and explain this and hit pause and explain that? Because that's what you're going to have to do with me.
I don't know. We will think and talk about it.
All right.
All right?
Is that going to be about it?
I think that's it for this week. And thanks so much for joining us at This Week with Kate. And go to thisweekwithkate.com to get your other things that you could get on the website. There's other stories that are written there, and
by who?
We are going to.
Who are the stories written by?
They're written by Kate.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
And we are going to also be doing a tech show. So if you like tech things, if you buy Apple computers or you know, the iPhone, or if you buy Samsung phones or all kinds of things, the iPods, iPads. We're talking about all of that stuff. We're going to be talking about the Mac operating system. We're talking about being scroogled.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.